these events are the very events that we've been looking at. Now, if this is the solemn message that we're to carry to the world, then we best understand correctly these events as they've been revealed to us. And in fact, I'd take the other step. If we are misunderstanding these events, if we have a wrong concept of them, then our final warning message that we carry will be flawed at minimum. This first sentence again, today in the spirit and power of Elias and John the Baptist, messengers of God's appointment, are calling the attention of a judgment-bound world to the solemn events soon to take place in connection with the closing hours of probation and the appearance of Christ Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's what we've been discussing here, and we've been bringing to bear in this study the fact that the evidence is that in the closing hours of probation, in the closing movements of judgment, that judgment has always been portrayed to us in a variety of ways as being progressive, and that it begins with God's church first. Now, there's no doubt some things that we're going to go through that are going to take place as the scroll unfolds, as we approach the end, that we won't understand till after it happens, maybe not understand the significance until the Lord returns. And we're not trying to address those. We're trying to address the things that have been revealed. Deuteronomy 29:29 says this, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." Now, these things that we've been speaking about have been revealed. We've been taking passages out of the Bible and spirit of prophecy to establish them. They've been revealed. They belong to us. But they belong to us in the correct order. This Day with God, page 43, addresses one of the reasons I believe that some of us get these things in an incorrect order. Be careful how you interpret Scripture. Read it with a heart open to the entrance of God's Word, and it will express heaven's light, giving understanding unto the simple. This does not mean the weak-minded, but those who do not stretch themselves beyond their measure and ability in trying to be original and independent in reaching after knowledge above that which constitutes true knowledge. All who handle the Word of God are engaged.